The following program is brought to you by Chemotherapy.com. Your complete chemotherapy guide puts answers to your questions in one simple place. www.chemotherapy.com.
How long will I be in chemotherapy?
What should I ask my doctor?
What are the side effects?
Will I lose my hair?
When will I start to feel better?
What about alternate therapies?
Who can I turn to for help?
If you're facing chemotherapy, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. But now it's easier to find answers in one place. Chemotherapy.com. From different types of treatment to side effects, to the right questions to ask along the way, the answers are at your fingertips at www.chemotherapy.com, your complete chemotherapy guide.
For Discovery Health, I'm Will Johnson. Over the next month, our Discovery Health podcast will bring you stories of cancer survivors. Last month, we asked visitors to discoveryhealth.com to call us and tell us their stories of survival. Now, over the next month, our Discovery Health podcast will feature these uplifting stories. This week, Serena's story of cancer survival.
I am a cancer currently surviving, and I'm going to be a survivor, and I'm a survivor right now. I'm suffering Hodgkin's lymphoma, and I'm 34 years old, and I'm done with chemotherapy and am halfway through radiation, and the treatments have been working. My cancer is almost eradicated. Emotionally, it's really been something to deal with. I just have been very optimistic. I keep my spirit up, and I just think positively. I think that's what's getting me through. Of course, I know that the treatment is helping, so I'm glad that I got it caught in time. Actually, it was at stage 3.5, and I actually was rushed to the hospital in severe pain and was there for 2 weeks until I got my first chemotherapy. So I was able to go home on pain medication until the second chemotherapy, which suppressed the cancer enough that it wasn't giving me any more physical pain. And that was something that I couldn't believe how much the pain was, but the emotional pain is, I would even say, even worse. But, you know, anybody can get through it. It's mind over matter, and I'm a single mom of 5 children, so, you know, you have to grab what you have on in life that's positive and just live for that and just know that, you know, tomorrow's not promised, and to appreciate every moment that you have here on earth, and you can make it, and I believe wholeheartedly that it's a spiritual, like I said, mind over matter situation, to where that you can be a survivor.
For more stories of cancer survival and recovery, visit discoveryhealth.com.